always on.
We have read the verses, and you understand them, and now we're going to look at them a little closer.
我们刚刚读过经文，相信大家都已经理解了。那我们现在更加仔细的来看一看。
We all like stories, and that's a parable that Jesus told, a short story.
我们都喜欢听故事，那刚才这个比喻就是耶稣讲的一个小的故事。
And before we look at the story, I wanted to start with a question.
我们看这故事以前，先要以一个问题来开始。
Let's make sure I'm working right. There's my question.
这是我的问题。
Is living the Christian life about what we do for God, or is it about what God does through us?
过基督徒的生活是关乎我们为他做什么呢？还是关乎神通过我们做什么？
There are many verses in the Bible, and this is
圣经中有很多经文。
This is one of my favorite verses.
这一段经文是我最喜欢的经文之一。
Philippians 2:13, For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
这段经文是在腓立比书第二章第十三节。这里他说，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
The focus of the Bible is God is at work.
所以我们看到圣经所关注的是神在做工。
When we receive Jesus into our lives, we receive God, and it's God who's at work in us.
当我们内心接受耶稣的时候，实际我们是在接受神，神在我们内心工作。
So the Christian life is about God being at work and us joining him in what he's doing.
所以基督徒过基督的生活，意思就是神在我们心中做工，让我们能够参与他的事工。
We see that in today's parable that we have before us about the two sons.
这一点我们可以在今天的比喻里面看到，就是耶稣讲的关于两个儿子的事情。
We're going to ask ourselves, what does God lead us to do?
我们可以问一问自己到底神要引导我们做什么？
The Christian life is about God being at work, and so what does God lead us to do?
基督的生活既然是关乎神要引领我们做工，那么神到底引领我们做什么呢？
It's not what do we do for God, but what does God working in us lead us to do?
也就是说我们做工为神，不如说是神在我们心中引领我们，让我们为他做工。
To understand the parable, we have to understand the context around the story that Jesus gave.
所以要理解这个比喻，我们要先要看一下这个故事的前后背景，来理解耶稣到底在讲什么。
The Pharisees were questioning Jesus' authority, and they're trying to trap him.
在这之前，法利赛人试图给耶稣设陷阱，要质询他的权柄从哪里来。
But Jesus asked them a question, and all of a sudden they felt trapped.
但是反过来，耶稣给他们设了个陷阱，问他们一个问题。
So here is Jesus' question to the Pharisees. The baptism of John, was it from what source? Heaven or from men?
这就是耶稣问他们的问题。施洗约翰他的洗礼是从哪里来呢？是从天上来呢？还是从人间来？
I'm trying. So now they're trapped.
他们感到自己被设了套。
The Pharisees say, if we say it's from heaven, then Jesus will say to us, then why did you not believe John?
他们说，如果我们说是从天上来的，那他就会对我们说，那你们干嘛不信他呢？
But if we say it's from man, we fear the people, for they all regard John as a prophet.
但是如果我们说是从人间来的，那我们就会害怕那些人，因为他们把施洗约翰当作是从一个先知。
So I hope you understand what came before this parable was actually told. The Pharisees were trapped.
所以我们看见在这个比喻之前，耶稣已经给法利赛人下了个圈套。
If they say John's preaching is from God, then Jesus will say, "Why didn't you believe him?"
如果他们说施洗约翰是讲天上的道理，那他就会问他们：你们为什么不信他呢？
And if they say it's from man, then they're in trouble because the people around them believe John is a prophet.
如果他是讲是从人间来的，那他们也被套住了，因为他们周围的人民其实相信施洗约翰是一个先知。
And so after a moment of silence, they say, "We don't know."
所以沉默了一会儿，他们说我们不知道。
So they actually are not telling the truth.
所以他们其实没有在讲真话。
They are actually lying to Jesus.
他们对耶稣在撒谎。
So in light of that, Jesus tells the parable to reveal what's really in their hearts.
所以接下来耶稣就讲这个比喻。为了要显示他们心中到底在想什么。
That they are governed by the fear of people and not the fear of God.
那就是他们实际内心是被对人的恐惧所统治，而不是对神的恐惧。
So as we go into the parable, we now have this background of this understanding.
所以我们有了这样的上下文，我们就可以来看这个比喻了。
Join me in a brief prayer together.
我们一起来简短祷告一下。
Heavenly Father, you're the living God, and your word is alive because you work through it.
亲爱的天父，你是活神你的话语是活的，因为你在生活中运用它们。
Cause us to see how you work and how you work in us to cause us to do what is pleasing in your sight.
让我们看见你的真相，也知道你怎样在我们心中运行。
We ask in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So we see that the parables don't stand by themselves. There's a reason for them.
所以我们看到比喻本身并不是独立存在的。他们有耶稣讲比喻都是有道理的。
So we're going to look at what God leads us to do.
所以我们看看神到底要引导我们做什么。
Verse 28 says, Jesus speaking to the Pharisees, "What do you think? I'm going to tell you a story. Please listen and think about yourself."
所以第二十八节那里，耶稣对他们说你们要想一想，说我跟你讲这个比喻你们要想一想到底是什么意思。
The story is not that difficult to understand. There are three characters.
故事本身并不难理解，里面有三个人物。
A man had two sons.
有一个人有两个儿子。
So when we look at that, we see that man is God.
如果我们仔细看的话，我们看到这里面的人是对应于神。
And the polite son, they are the religious Pharisees.
而那个比较懂礼貌的儿子就是这些法利赛的宗教领袖。
And the rebellious son, they are the Gentiles.
而那个不太听话的儿子就是外邦人。
So each son is given one command.
所以每个儿子都收到了一个要求。
And the command is simple, go work today in the vineyard.
所以那父亲的要求很简单，就今天你们要去葡萄园里做工。
So very easy to understand what the command is.
所以很容易理解的一个要求。
And what should be expected is immediate obedience to the Father.
所以这里面所期待的就是立即顺从父亲的要求。
So let's work our way through the parable and see what we have.
所以我们看看这个故事里面接下来讲些什么。
First of all, we have this outwardly polite son.
首先我们看到这个外表非常礼貌的儿子。
He's very polite, and for some reason this is not working how I want it to work today. He says, "I will."
这个儿子很有礼貌，所以他说我要去。
Don't we all want children like that? I mean, you just say something, a command, and they say, "I will."
做父母的我们是不是都希望有这样的儿女呢？我们不管说什么他们就说好我去做。
So in the public before others he seems very polite and well-mannered.
这样在外人面前我们这个孩子就会显得非常懂礼貌。
He makes his father feel good about him.
可以让父亲非常自豪。
So we like this parable at this point because we all want good children.
到此为止我们很喜欢这个比喻，因为我们内心里其实都是喜欢乖孩子。
We want people to look at us and our family and say, "My, what a wonderful family."
我们希望外人都这样看我们他们家多好啊。
That father has really trained his children well.
他爸爸真的很会培训他们的孩子。
So it makes us look good, makes us feel good to have polite children.
那我们在外人面前啊很有面子，也心里面也觉得好。
Have you ever noticed how proud parents boast about their children?
啊，你没有注意到那些比较骄傲的父母是如何来在外人面前夸赞他们的孩子
？They usually talk, as if their children are not so good.
通常他们是反过来说，好像是啊，他们的孩子并不怎么好。
So you could say, well, this my son Mozart is really not that good of a composer.
他可能开始会说，啊，我儿子莫扎特他其实不作曲不怎么好。
Of course, they don't want to boast about their children.
当然，他不想一开始就啊夸赞他们的孩子。
In public, but yet we find ways indirectly to show that we actually boast about our children.
但是在公众面前，我们总会想到办法，用曲折的方法。来表示我们对孩子的赞许。
You know, we like polite children because they make our life easier.
我们喜欢懂礼貌的孩子，因为这样他可以让我们的生活更加容易一点。
So at this point, we really enjoy this first son.
到目前为止，我们还是比较喜欢这个懂礼貌的儿子。
But the next verse says.
但是接下来的经文讲。
But he never went. But he didn't go.
但是他那天没有去。
So he was just being polite, but he didn't do it.
所以他只是外表礼貌，但是他并没有去做。
The Pharisees were all about presenting to others a good appearance.
法利赛人所关心的就是他们在外人眼中的形象怎么样。
But it is so common and disappointing. We look to appear polite, but then we actually are not inside.
通常我们也是这样，就是我们外表看起来是很懂礼貌、很顺从，但是其实我们内心却不是。
We say we're going to do something, but then we actually don't do it.
我们说一套，但是做的是并没有去顺着照着去做。
Recently, I hired someone to do some work at my house.
我最近有雇了一个人要在我的房子里面做一些事情。
And after the first day, he said, "I will see you tomorrow morning."
第一天做工完了结束以后，他说：“我明天第二天早上我来见你。”
I wasted so much time looking for him and looking for him and looking for him.
第二天我费了好多时间呢，就等一直等啊等。
You come to realize that, you know, what they say and what they do, is not always the same thing.
最后我才意识到，他讲的一套，但是做的不一定是那样。
And that's the way the Pharisees were. They say things, but they don't do them.
法利赛人也是这样，他们说了一套，但是做的却不是。
So actually, he never intended to go. He just wanted to look good on the outward appearance.
所以那儿子其实心里面并没有想要去做，但是他只是应付一下。
So he was extremely disobedient.
所以其实他是非常的不顺从的。
He did not go.
他没有去。
All the right words, good manners.But yet, in his heart, he was not right.
你可以很有礼貌说正确的话，但是心里面却是不对的。
And this brought great pain to his father.
这实际给他的父亲带来很大内心的伤痛。
Because the parable is about honoring and loving the father.
因为这个比喻讲的其实就是怎么样来尊崇你的父亲。
The Pharisees were not led by God. God was not at work in their heart.
法利赛人并没有被神引导，神并没有在他们心里面做工。
So here we see that God leads us to admit who we actually are.
所以我们看到这里，神为要引导我们，让我们承认我们内心其实是怎么样的。
But he didn't admit it. He just pretended.
这个儿子并没有承认，他只是假。做个外表而已。
So let's move on to the second son.
那我们就来看看第二个儿子。
And I know I'm doing him in different order, but the second son to look at.
我知道我做的顺序可能不太一样，但是基本上就是我们要看看第二个儿子。
He's the outwardly rebellious son.
他外表看起来其实是蛮不顺从的。
After he hears the command, he says, "I will not."
他听到父亲的要求以后，他回答是。我才不去呢。
Wow, so much for being polite.
根本看不到任何这个有礼貌的样子。
Doesn't make dad look very good in public.
爸爸在外公众的形象也不会太好。
Definitely, life is not going to be easy.
这个父亲的日子肯定不好过。
But yet, this son is not wanting to just be polite for appearance sake.
但是我们看到这个儿子其实并不是为了要外表的缘故而去讲那些礼貌的话。
What you see is what you get. That is what he's like. He is also rebellious.
你所见就是你所要得到的。他就是直接把心里想的说出来。
If you have sought to raise up your children in America, you can understand this son.
那你在美国养孩子的大概都知道这样的体会，你们都会这样的孩子是怎么样的。
Because the American culture teaches you to be your true self no matter what.
因为美国的文化讲不管怎么样你都是要表达你真实的自己。
Just speak what you say and whether everybody's going to like it or not, it doesn't matter. Just be true to yourself.
你心里想什么就讲出来，不管别人喜不喜欢，你一定要做一个真实的人。
So there's free speech, you know. Don't worry about harmony. Just say what you feel.
所以言论自由是重要的。至于是不是大伙能够和谐，并不是太重要。
So most of us probably didn't expect that when we started to raise our children in this country.
所以很多人我们在美国养孩子的时候，一开始并没有意识到会有这样的麻烦。
Hey, Dad, I don't think what you want me to do is a good idea, and here I'll tell you why.
Hey, 老爸，我并不觉得你讲的这个是是什么一件比较合理的事情。我跟你来理论理论。
That's hard when we are taught that good children just be polite and stay quiet.
对我们习惯说跟孩子讲说你就顺从就好了，要安静的听就好了。这个对我们来说会是很困难的一件事情。
Having such a child makes us feel guilty, at times shameful.
当我们有这样反叛的儿子的时候，我们会觉得内心有负罪感，甚至是很没面子。
But yet, there's a good thing. They're being who they are. They're being truthful.
但是好处是，这样的孩子就是他是怎么样就是怎么样。
So there is something good at this point, even in this rebellious son. He's being honest.
所以到目前为止看到这个即便不听话的孩子也是有好的一面，就是他是很诚实的。
And even though he's rebellious, you know, at least he's being honest.
虽然他不听话，但是至少他是诚实的。
So it's good in this country to have children who actually speak what they really think and feel.
所以在这个文化里面讲出内心所讲的真话是很宝贵的。
This summer, I was helping some small children in an activity of painting.
这个暑假的时候，我帮着一些孩子，一起来做一个画画的手工。
It was just a small girl and two other girls, and they were supposed to be painting.
这有几个孩子，几个女孩子，他们要做的事儿就是来画。
But when they dipped the paintbrush into the water, they were just, caught up with the fact that it changed color.
他们把毛笔蘸在水里面的时候，他们被那个水中那个颜色的变化所吸引。
So they took the paintbrush and put it in different colors and were just stirring it up, and they called it soup.
所以他们用那个笔蘸着不同的颜色就兑在水里面，就说我们来看颜色汤。
So me being the adult said,No, we're not supposed to be playing in the water. You're supposed to be painting.
所以作为一个大人，我就会告诉他们我们今天其实并不是要在那个汤里面、那个水里面来画，我们是要在纸上面来画。
And the little girl looked at me and said, "Do you have a problem with this?"
对，那小女孩对我讲，我这样做有什么问题吗
？I thought, "Wow, okay."
我当时被震到了。
But at least she was honest and truthful. She just.It was disrespectful in a sense, but she was honest and truthful.
至少她是跟我讲了实话，虽然她可能是确实有点不礼貌，但是她在讲实话。
It's difficult for us to realize expression of your true self is a good thing.
对我们来说，能够真实的表达自己，其实是件不容易的事情。
My adult daughters came over for my birthday this summer.
我已经成年的两个女儿回来这个暑假来给我过生日。
And they just acquired their second dog.
他们刚刚领到了第二只狗。
When they arrived at my house, they were having an argument over who should take care of these dogs.
在我们家的时候，他们就在争论到底谁来照顾这两只狗。
And it kind of ruined my birthday.
所以争来争去，把我过生日的心思都给毁了。
But then I thought about it. At least they're being themselves.
但我后来又想想，至少他们是比较诚实，彼此之间比较诚实。
They're not just coming in and being polite and making me feel good.
他们并没有说就到我的家里为了让我觉得好一点。
So that's a good thing. We need to aim at that for our children to be able to be themselves.
所以这其实是件好事，就是我们要让我们的孩子尽量做他们真实的自我。
And that's, wow, how did I do that?
Go forward.
Somehow I hope it's appropriate, is it?
It's a question, do you know?
If you could put me back, that would be nice. Sorry about that, I pushed the wrong button. They'll figure it out. So God leads us to be our true selves. That's the point of this parable.
所以这个故事的比喻的要点就是神其实在引领我们做我们真实的自我。
And then verse 29.
我们在第29节里面。
We read, but afterwards he regretted it and he went.
他回答说我不去，以后自己懊悔就去了。
So although he said I will not, afterwards he regretted it and he went to the vineyard to work.
虽然他一开始说不去，但是后来他又后悔了，然后他其实还是去了。
So here we see that God leads us to regret that we are rebellious.
所以我们看到神在这里其实引导我们是说我们要懊悔我们自己不顺从的心。
God leads us to be our true selves, and God leads us to admit that we are rebellious.
所以神在引导我们做真实的自己，并且我们要懊悔我们自己的不顺从。
Now Jesus asks a question and expects an answer.
所以这里耶稣就要问一个问题，他希望能得到一个回答。
Which of the two sons did the will of the father?
这两个儿子里面哪一个遵行父命呢？
This parable is about honoring God.
这个比喻中心是在我们怎样遵从我们的天父。
Actually, neither son initially did the will of God.
其实一开始两个儿子都没有去做他父亲想要做的。
But eventually, the rebellious son did the will of God.
但最终那个比较反叛的儿子是做了他父亲要他做的。
So all of us are guilty of not doing the will of God. But eventually, the rebellious son did the will of God.
所以其实我们所有众人都有违背父神旨意的事情，但是最终那个有一些人是要懊悔然后悔改。
So you have the one son pretending to be good.
所以我们看到有一个儿子是假装是其实是一个很好很顺从的儿子。
It's like these are peaches. They're one of my favorite summer fruit.
就像这画里面的那是桃子，我最喜欢的是桃子。
But you have to be careful when you buy them.
但是买的时候你要当心。
Because they can be really disappointing when you open them up.
因为切开以后，有的可能就是让你很恶心。
And you find out what's inside.
里面并没有什么好东西。
They're frozen on the way here, or they are bruised on the way here to our home, to our store.
可能运到店里的过程中，路上都被冷冻了，然后又被蹭到了。
So God leads us to this point where we regret that we were rebellious, and then we go and do His will.
所以神引领我们到这一点，以至于我们意识到，其实我们是不顺从他的，让我们有懊悔之心。
So here He's telling them this story, and they're listening.
所以他跟他们讲这个比喻，然后那些人也是在听。
And they're actually answering correctly. They said, the rebellious son eventually did God's will.
甚至他们给耶稣的答案也是正确的，就是那个开始不顺从的儿子，最终是做了遵行了他父亲的命令。
But what's interesting about this story is that they are not like the rebellious son who went to do God's will.
但是有意思的是，在生活中那些法利赛人并没有像这个最终顺从的儿子。
When they hear the story, they can understand it in their head and say, well, this is the right, polite son. You know, he eventually did God's will.
当他们听到故事的时候，他们脑袋里想的是对的，就是这个开始反抗的儿子最终做了他父亲的心思。
But they themselves continue just to be outwardly superficial and put up an appearance.
但是他们自己却像那个另外一个儿子，就是外表看着顺从，但其实并不顺从。
So this is why it's hard for us. We can understand it up here, but not understand it in our hearts.
这也是对我们来说是一个非常困难的一件事情，就是我们脑袋里可以理解，但是我们心里面却是另外一回事。
They can say, this is the correct son, but yet I still want to be like this one.
他们会说，这个儿子是该做的，是正确的，做的正确的，但是他其实内心里是要做另外一个儿子的事情。
Because it takes great courage to be able to admit that we are wrong.
因为要承认你自己错误是需要很大的勇气的。
So that's what God does. He leads us to do His will.
所以这就是神所要引导我们要做的，就是要去做他的工。
Now the personal application starts in verse 31.
现在我们来看看对我们个人有什么应用，在第三十一节开始。
Now Jesus says something to them. This is the main point of the parable.
耶稣在这里跟他讲了一些话，这个就是整段比喻的中心。
He says, truly I say to you that the tax collectors and the harlots will get into the kingdom of God before you.
他说，我实在告诉你们，税吏和娼妓倒比你们先进神的国。
The Pharisees think tax collectors and prostitutes are the most ungodly people.
在法利赛人眼里面，税吏和娼妓其实是最不信神的人。
And Jesus is saying, these tax collectors and prostitutes, they're going to get into God's kingdom before you.
但是耶稣的说耶稣的话却是这些税吏和娼妓反倒要比你们先进神的国。
The context reveals this is not about time. Like they're going to get in there before you, and you'll get in later.
所以根据上下，我们看到耶稣在这里讲的先进后进，并不是时间上顺序的问题。
This before you is about location, right in front of your eyes. They are entering God's kingdom, and you are not.
耶稣所要强调的这个先后，其实是在这个现在在眼前发生的这个位置，就是他们在你们眼前，这些人先进了神的国。
So the next verse, we'll just keep reading. For John came to you in a way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. That's really the truth.
所以下一句他就在讲。因为约翰遵着义路到你们这里来，你们却不信他。
You said that you didn't know, but actually you do know, and you're lying, and the real truth is that you did not believe him, and you did not fear God.
你们说你们不知道，但其实你们是在撒谎，你们其实是知道的。你们知道施洗约翰，但是你们就是不愿意相信他。
But the tax gatherers and harlots did believe him.
但是税吏和娼妓却信了施洗约翰。
And then here's the context. You, seeing this right before your own eyes, did not even feel remorse afterwards so as to believe him.
这里面经文是说你们看见了，后来还是不后悔，不懊悔，不去信他。
So here's these proud religious Pharisees.
所以这些宗教领袖们是非常内心骄傲的。
John preached the truth to them, and they did not obey.
使徒约翰对他们讲神的道理，他们不愿意相信他。
Jesus preached the truth to them, and they did not obey.
耶稣也对他们讲神的真理，但是他们也不愿意相信。
But they saw the tax gatherers and prostitutes confess that they were rebellious and enter the kingdom of God.
而他们就看见税吏和娼妓承认他们是反叛神的。他们愿意进神的国。
But yet still, they would not enter. They would not believe.
但即便看到这一切发生，他们还是不愿意去进神的国。
They refused to admit that they were wrong, which is a very hard thing to do.
他们就是坚持不要承认说他们已经错了。
It really does take the work of the Holy Spirit for us to be able to admit that we're wrong.
所以要做这件事，让我们承认我们错了，其实是需要圣灵在我们心里做工的。
And get beyond the outward appearance of being good.
而不是只是在外表做功夫。
So they could understand it, but they didn't do it.
所以这些人虽然理解了，但是他们却没有照着做。
It says, you seeing this did not even feel remorse. They didn't even feel sorry for the wrong things that they were doing, dishonoring God.
所以这里说他们看见了，甚至没有任何的懊悔。
I think it's encouraging that Jesus told this story because there was still hope for the Pharisees that maybe as they thought about the story later, they might go do the Father's will.
所以这个故事对我们有一定鼓励性的是，我们至少可以去盼望说，也许那些法利赛人他们事后再想起这段故事的时候，也许他们会懊悔，会去寻求真的义。
But it would take the work of God in their minds and their hearts to bring them to that point.
所以需要神在他们心里在他们脑袋里头脑里做工，来让他们来做正确的选择。
We can see that in a small child, maybe a 10-month-old child.
在小小孩里，就是比如说一个十岁的婴儿身上，我们也可以看到这一点。
Have you ever seen what a 10-month-old child does when they don't want to do what the father says?
有没有见过说十个月的婴儿，他们不想听到爸爸的话的时候，他们会做什么
？First of all, their legs become like rubber, and you can't get them to go either way.
首先，他们的腿就像橡皮泥一样，你想让他们走哪，他们就是不要去。
And all of a sudden, they become very heavy. They make themselves heavier than they actually are, as if they can resist, right?
突然他们让自己变得很沉，以至于你都颠不动他。
So we are stubborn, we are rebellious against the Father.
所以其实我们内心是很反抗神的。
But God still loves us and He can do His work in us and bring us to the point where we confess and ask for forgiveness.
但是神依然爱我们，在我们心中做工以至于我们到有一天在他面前承认我们的罪。
So that would be the response from this parable. Be yourself, be your true self.
所以这个比喻里面所要看到的结果就是这样的首先我们要做我们真实的自我。
Because we can't cover up what we are, we have to confess that we are needy and that we are sinful.
其实我们是没办法遮盖自己的真实的，因为我们是还是要承认自己需要拯救。
And then may God cause you to feel remorse, feel sorry for how proud you were.
这样让神在我们心中做工，让我们为自己的骄傲来懊悔。
And then by God's grace, you know, live to honor the Father, to obey the Father, and go work in the field.
那接下来靠神的恩典，我们就可以遵循他的命令去葡萄园里做工。
But when you're working in the field, know that it's all because of God's work in you to make you willing.
当你在园子里做工的时候，也要意识到。其实是因为神在你心中做工，让你愿意去做。
Let us not say that we believe in God and yet we don't confess that we are rebellious.
让我们不要说，只是嘴上说我们相信神，但是我们却不承认我们自己是反叛神的。
No matter how difficult it might feel, let us admit what is true before God.
不管这么做有多难，我们还是要内心承认我们对他的反叛。
By His grace, let us live to honor Him.
靠着他的恩典，我们可以来尊崇他。
I'd like to end with a story of my own.
作为结尾，我讲一个自己的故事。
I once was teaching a class for parents.
有一次我给父亲上一个课。
And I asked them, what 5 things need to change to improve your relationship with your children?
我问这些父母亲一个问题。有什么事情可以改变，让你来改变你跟你们孩子们之间的关系
？What 5 things need to change to improve your relationship with your children？
有哪五件事可以改变，来改善你跟孩子们的关系
？I was surprised at their response.
他们给我的答案让我很惊奇。
They said something like this.
比如说
If my child would work harder, that would improve my relationship.
假如我的儿子做功课更努力一点的话，我们的关系就会改善。
Stop wasting so much time.
不要浪费我太多的时间。
If my child would stop talking back at me and showing disrespect, that would help.
或者如果我的孩子不再顶嘴啊，对我至少有点礼貌，那我就会啊改善我跟他的关系。
I guess you laugh because you already understand that to improve a relationship with your child, you've got to start with yourself.
在座的刚才都在笑，我想你们理解了，要想改善跟孩子的关系，先要从自己父母亲做起。
Because when we're looking at them, we're covering up what's wrong with us.
所以当我们责备他们的时候，其实是我们在掩饰我们自己身上的过错。
And we're the ones that need to change.
真正需要改变的是我们自己。
We're the ones that need to get out there to the vineyard.
是我们自己需要去园里面做工。
Honor God.
去遵从
天父。Whether it's being a missionary wherever God places you.
不管你是做一个宣教者，不管是神把你放在哪里。
We're tempted to say, "Oh, I'll go," and we never intend to do it.
我们习惯做的是，我们会宣称说我们要去，但是其实我们并不要去。
So then we have to get right with God. God, use me in my workplace, use me in my family, use me where I'm at.
所以我们先要做的是要跟神理清这个关系。我们要告诉他说神你，我愿意在我的工作，在我的家里，在任何地方。
It's amazing that God is so loving and patient because He gives us more than one chance.
是多么惊奇！神对我们其实是非常有耐心。给我们不止一次的机会。
Jesus is telling the story so that we would take it to heart and by his enabling we would change.
耶稣在这里讲的故事是要让我们听见，以至于说借着神的力量我们可以改变。
Jesus doesn't let us get away with lying.
耶稣并不想看到我们借着撒谎来让自己解脱而已。
Covering something up and appearing to be okay.
就是为了遮盖一些事情，以至于让我们在外人眼中看着还可以。
That's how much He loves us.
神爱我们太深，他不愿意这样。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, to enter Your kingdom and to honor You, we have to come alongside of tax gatherers and prostitutes.
亲天父，我也要进你的神国。要遵从你，我们先要把自己变成像税吏和娼妓一样。
Because in our rebellious heart, we are no better than they are.
因为在我们反叛的心中，我们自认我们比他们知道的更多。
By our lifestyle, we say things, but we don't do them.
借着我们的生活方式，我们对外表达一些事情，但其实我们内心并没有去做。
Sometimes we say things and don't even intend to ever do it.
甚至我们说一些话，心里面其实并没有任何要做的意思。
But we want to look good. We want the pleasure of people around us.
但是我们为了要在外人眼中得赏识。
Cause us to live in light of who you are. You're the all-seeing and all-knowing God.
神就让我们能够看到我们真实的自己，让我们知道你是了解我们的真实。
Cause us to feel remorse and have regret and show it by our life how we live it.
以致让我们有一个懊悔的心，借着我们的生活来表现我们这的忏悔。
Cause us to honor you as our Father, worthy of full obedience.
让我们借我们的行动来表达。你是值得那位全心尊崇的天父。
Continue your work in our minds and our hearts for your name's sake.
继续在我们的头脑，在我们心中动工。
In Jesus' name.
主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.